look at a scripture that might seem a little odd to look at on Father's Day, but I think we're going to see something in it that's important for us, especially as men, especially as dads. And I think we'll see something in this that speaks to us. But Father's Day, you know, it's one of those occasions that's actually quite difficult to speak on. Father's Day, Mother's Day, these are actually hard days to decide what to speak on, because so many people feel left out on these days, you know, whether it's Father's Day or Mother's Day. Today is Father's Day, so maybe, you know, you feel left out because you're not a father this morning. And, you know, but yet I know so many fathers who have just blown it. You know, and who haven't done anything with being a father. And not only did they blow it, but they never tried. They never tried to make it right. They never tried again, because all of us blow it from time to time. I guarantee you that every man in here, every father, every dad in here, I guarantee you has blown it. Maybe we've blown it a lot of times. We've messed up. We've made mistakes. We haven't fathered the way that we should have, but you can always choose to make it right. You can always choose to try again. There's always that choice. So if you're a dad in here and you feel like you've blown it, you've messed it up, you've made the mistakes, well, first thing that you need to know is welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. The second thing that you need to know is that it's not too late to try again. It doesn't matter how old your kids are. It doesn't matter where your kids are. It's not too late to try again. Or maybe you're here and you're not a father yet. Well, that doesn't mean that you don't have influence in someone's life, in kids' life, in youth's life. It doesn't mean that you can't be a mentor to the people and the kids around you. These kids these days need that. They're searching for someone that will mentor them, someone that will show them the way. That doesn't mean that because you're not a father this morning, doesn't mean that this day has nothing for you. Because there's something else that you need to know, is that just because you were part of an act one time that produced a miracle, it doesn't make you dad. It might make you a biological father, but it doesn't mean you're a father. You see it so much in these times and nowadays. There's so much more to being dad. There's so much more to being father than a one-time act that produced a miracle. So this message is to encourage all those men who are trying, all those men who are mentoring, all those men who are fathering, who are leading, because that's what our world needs, is men who will lead, men who will mentor, men who will father. So this message I've called A Father's Love, A Father's Love, and we're going to be in Matthew chapter 3 this morning. If you have your Bibles or your phones, Matthew chapter 3. So the question is, what is our number one priority as a father? As a dad, what are we called to do and to be? What is that? What are we called to do and to be? And so I would think that a great place to look, a great place to start, would be with the perfect Father. God, our Father in heaven. God himself, the perfect Father. So Matthew, we are in, chapter 3, and we're going to start reading in verses 13, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. It says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And verse 17, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We declare that it is truth. We declare we will live by it. And God, we just ask that you would change us through it. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to minister to every heart and every mind this morning. Those here and those watching live, Lord, just minister to each one. Speak to us and teach us, and let your words be spoken. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would do here among us what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So here we have the baptism of Jesus. It seems kind of an odd thing for Father's Day, but there's a lot we can see here. It's important to note, I want you to realize that at this point that we're reading, Jesus has yet to work any miracles. He hasn't done any miracles yet. All Jesus really has done is just kind of grown up. He's matured from a baby to a toddler to a youth to now he's a grown man. He's lived among everybody else. He's followed in his father's trade. He's learning the business. He hasn't even started his ministry yet. He's not out, you know, making disciples. He's not out, you know, working miracles. None of these things have happened yet. And John the Baptist, who is out there in the wilderness, he's preaching Jesus coming, the Messiah coming. He knows who Jesus is as he sees him approaching. And he knows that, realistically, Jesus should be baptizing him, not the other way around. And so he has this encounter with Jesus where he kind of resists baptizing him because he knows that he should be baptizing John. John is out, and it says, this is important to know, he's out preaching, repent. Repent, turn from your ways in the world, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, there's so much in just this little text that we could talk about, and we will one time, but for this morning and for today, I want to focus on the Father. The Father. So here we have Jesus. He's just been baptized by John. Now, this is not just your regular baptism. You know, I've been baptized. I've baptized several people. But when Jesus is baptized and he comes up out of the water, it says that the heavens are opened for all to see. That's never happened when I've baptized somebody. That didn't happen visibly when I came up out of the water. And not only that, but the Holy Spirit descends like a dove and rests upon Jesus. That didn't happen when I was baptized that I saw. That didn't happen to anyone that I baptized that I saw. So this is actually quite amazing. This is a very unique piece of Scripture. This is a unique baptism. I would bet that most of us, many of us, will not witness a baptism like this on our time on this earth. I would bet on that. This is amazing. Let that sink in. Of how amazing this is. But this is an amazing display of God's glory. It's an amazing display of God's power that has now been placed upon Jesus so that he can start his earthly ministry, so that he can do all of these miracles and signs and wonders that we know are going to take place. So the question then becomes, now that this has happened, this amazing miracle baptism, that we will never see or probably experience ourselves in this form, what's going to happen next? That's the question. So I think of that. So God the Father is present in all of this, right? So if God the Father is going to say something at this very moment, what do you think he would say? Think about that. What would you say as a dad? What do you think God would say? You know, my thoughts are maybe God would say something like, okay, now Jesus, now you have power, dynamite power. You've been clothed with this power. Go and do. Make miracles happen, Jesus. Use this power and this authority and go show your glory. Or if not that, maybe God would say, you know, Jesus, there's so much to get done. So much. You only have 3 short years to get all of this stuff done. It's time to get started. Go and do. Or maybe if not that, God would say, Jesus, we have a lot of building to do. You know, we have this kingdom that you came here to establish on earth, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. We have a church that we need to get started and planted and built. You know, you got to get out there, pick some disciples, get some people to help you. Let's get this thing going. Maybe God would say something like that. Maybe us dads would say something like that to our kids. You know, something along those lines, at least. But the reality is that God doesn't say anything like that. Not even close. Not even in the ballpark. What does God choose to say at a time like this? If it isn't any of those things that we would imagine him saying, if it's not any of those things that we could see ourselves saying, What does God choose at this moment? Well, God says, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. God chooses at this unbelievable, amazing moment to show his love, to speak to Jesus' identity. He chooses to speak to Jesus' value and who he is. My beloved son, that's speaking to the identity of Jesus, to who he really is. You take away the miracles. You take away the signs and the wonders. You take away the heavens being split open and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove resting on him. Jesus is my beloved son to the Father, in whom I'm well pleased. This speaks to Jesus being loved and valued simply because of who he is. That's it. That's the only reason he's loved and valued by the Father, simply because of who he is. And the things we're remembering in this, because we know, we can read the rest of it. We know how amazing Jesus is and all the things he'll do. We know all the miracles that Jesus did. We know every one of them. We know all the signs and all the wonders that are going to happen. We know the sacrifice, the resurrection, and they're all true. Jesus did them all. They are all valid and true and real. But at this moment in time when God is saying these things, we need to remember that Jesus has yet to do any of it. None of it. No miracles yet. No signs and wonders yet. Nothing spectacular has been done by Jesus yet, in the outward sense at least. Yet this was God's choice of words at this moment in this time. How amazing is that? This is the love of God. This is the love of a father. It's a father's love. John 3:16, the most famous used verse, for God so loved the world that he what? That he gave his one and only begotten son. God so loved that he gave, a father's love. He gave to save because of love. I want each and every one of you to know that because of the Father, because of God, you are loved. A lot of us, especially dads in these times, in this age, we need to know we are loved. You need to start as a dad, as a father, from the place that you are loved by the Father. Not because of how good a dad you are or aren't, because of who you are. You are loved. Now, if you're here and your earthly father wasn't good, maybe he was a terrible man, or still is. Maybe your earthly father just simply wasn't there. Never had a chance to be bad or good because he wasn't around. Maybe your earthly father failed and just simply never tried again. Never came back to try again. Even if that's your scenario, you need to know that you are loved by the Father. Your earthly dad may have failed you, but the Father never will. The Father says, "This is my beloved son or daughter, in whom I'm well pleased." Not because of your track record, not because of your do's and don'ts, not because of a checklist, simply because he created you. He formed you. He fashioned you. As we talked about last week, you are his workmanship. You are God's poem. You are his work of art. If you are a dad here and you've failed like we all have, if you wish you'd done better, if you know that you have more to do, then I want you to know that you are loved by the Father. And it's never too late to try again. The good news in all of this is Jesus. He came to restore. God is a God of reconciliation. He brings things back together. He mends things that are broken. He came, it says, to seek and to save that which was lost. In Jesus, there is always hope. Always hope. So if I was to think of the most loving thing that I could tell you this morning, what would that be? Well, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2, John the Baptist, it tells us, he came saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to stop, to evaluate, and to stop your own ways. To stop the world's ways and to turn and follow Jesus. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then we have Jesus baptized. The Holy Spirit descends like a dove. The heavens open. If you read on, he goes and he's tempted and withstands the devil in the desert, in the wilderness. Jesus is ready to start his earthly ministry, clothed with power, filled with the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders are going to happen. And we read in Matthew 4, verse 17, that right after this, it says that from that time on, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No matter where you find yourself today, this morning, the most loving thing that I can tell you is repent. Turn from what doesn't work. Turn from your ways that you think are better than God's. Turn from the ways of the world that are in contradiction to God's. Repent, turn, and follow Jesus. Repent. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I encourage each of you, dads, tell your children today. Tell your children this week that you love them. That they matter. That you are there for them. Be like the Father. Regardless of actions, regardless of where things were yesterday or this morning or a month ago or weeks ago or years ago, regardless of all of that, think of the Father, the Almighty God, Father in heaven, who before Jesus did anything of earthly ministry, of wonder, of stature, was the beloved Son, in whom the Father is well pleased. Use your own words, make it yours, because I've seen firsthand so many times how much the lack of a father affects the lives of the kids. I worked at a place called the Champion Center in Brooks for several years. This was a home similar to a shelter with a little more long-term atmosphere to it. And men would come, some would come with disabilities, but many came simply because of addictions or trouble with the law or all of these various sort of things. And because of this, they needed a transition point. They needed a help up. They needed a hand to get back on their feet. And in my time there was just over 25 different men that came through this center that I housed and that I did life with on a daily basis. And with the exception of one out of the over 25 that came to this home, with the exception of one, none of them had a dad. And if they had a dad, he was a dad that beat the snot out of them, with the exception of one. Dads, you're important. Men, you matter. One of my favorite scriptures that I want to share with you is in 1 Corinthians. When you grab at the end here of service your Father's Day gift, we have that stamped on there as well. But I just want to read it to you here. It says, watch. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Some translations actually say, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, act like men. Let all that you do be done with love. So I encourage you, men, to do that today, this week. If you've been an amazing father, keep going. Don't stop. Continue. If you've messed up, if you've missed the mark, if you've made mistakes like we all have, try again. Try again. It's never too late. Give your kids a father's love. And so with that, I want to lead by example. And so I have some things that I would like to say to my girls. Kiara, Taya, Sam, I love you. Not for anything you've done, just simply because you're you, and that's enough. I want you to know that I would fight for you. I will protect you. I will provide for you. If anyone or anything comes to hurt you, well, God help them. You are accepted. You are valued. You are worthy. I love you. And I just want to close with a note that I found, and I thought it was fitting. I think that while virtually any parent, mom or dad, but especially the dads here, I think you will see yourself in many of these. It's a little note that I found called, "Someday I Will Tell My Children." And so I'll close with this. It says, "Someday when my children are old enough to appreciate what motivates a parent and makes them do what they do, I will tell them these things. I will tell them I loved you enough to bug you about where you were going, who you were with, and what time you would be home. I loved you enough to worry and nag you about your health. I loved you enough to choose your temporary upset in the hope that the lessons would bring you long-term happiness. I loved you enough to be overprotective. I loved you enough to not make excuses for your bad manners and lack of respect. I loved you enough to choose to put myself last every day. I loved you enough to ignore what every other parent did. I loved you enough to at times let you stumble, fail, and fall so that you could learn to stand alone. But most of all, I loved you enough to risk you hating me for decisions that I made in the hope that I was doing what was best for you. And that was the hardest part of all." So I just want to close in prayer for the men, for the fathers, for the dads. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we thank you for the men, the fathers, the dads, the mentors, the spiritual fathers, and the leaders that you've placed in our lives and around us and among us. Holy Spirit, we ask for each of us men wisdom. We ask for each of us men understanding and revelation. We ask for each of us men boldness and courage to stand and to be firm and to stand in faith, to act like men, but to have all things that we do be done in love. So guide us as we go, Lord, as we trip and as we fall and as we make mistakes and as we mess up. Show us the way to forgiveness. Help us back to our feet and speak to our heart and our spirit to try again. Help us to see that it's never too late to try again. And so, Father, we ask that you would bless each of us. We ask that you would bless each of the children and the kids and the youth and the adults and the people that you've placed around us to father, that we would be able to do it well, that we would be able to honor you in it, and that we would be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, happy Father's Day.